How's it going?
Do you sense more playmakers on this defense this year?
Most definitely. A lot of disruption going on, especially up front. We're going to see a lot from Malik and Dante. Sendarius getting back healthy, J.O., Shelton Day, all the guys that's up front. We're going to have a tremendous D-line.
What is the difference when you're out here now, 9 practices, compared to where you were this time last year as a defense?
I would just say we have a lot more confidence, and the expectations of the team and how we should produce is really big right now for us. And we're trying to ride this wave until it's done.
How's camp going for you individually?
It's going real well. Out here making plays, seeing things that I didn't see last year, just reacting faster.
Like what? What are you seeing?
Formations, recognition is real big right now. Priffing the quarterback when I'm getting out in my drop. It's real big right now. Just flying all over the field.
What did you spend the offseason on, scheme wise? Did you look at it yourself, say, okay, I need to be in this spot more often, and that kind of thing?
I just said overall, I wanted to be better in the run game, in our fits and things like that. Just be more precise. That indecision cost a lot of big runs. Not necessarily myself, but a couple was on me, but. I know if I'm keening in on what I gotta do, and I know I'm right, then other guys doing the same thing.
It took you, I guess, a little while as a rookie to kind of get things down. Is Miles kind of on that same path that you were? Same, I guess, point in time that you were.
Yeah, it's just that transition. That's what people always talk about. And mentally, I think it's the most thing. Guys, physically they can do it. You can run all day. We've been playing football since we were young. It's just that mental grind of understanding so much and so little time.
Make it even a little more difficult for him because they put him in middle and said you got to learn the whole thing.
Exactly.
They can do that for you, right?
Exactly. You know, I play wheels, so I had Puzz lining us up and things like that, and I just had to know a couple key things, but him, he has to know it all. So I think that's going to be big, but at the end of the day, it helps him because he'll understand stuff faster for the long run.
As somebody who is fast yourself, is it noticeable how much faster the defense is overall?
It definitely is. I would say with Dante coming off the edge the way he is and the guys getting penetration in the quarterback's face, the ball's coming out quicker. So now we're setting up faster, trying to get the routes faster and things like that. So it's definitely going to be a test to see who's going to make more plays.
What do you guys try and get out of Thursday night's game, the starting defense?
Just to see where we are. I think that's what the preseason is truly for, to see how the team is. To get us going, to get that, you know, a little rust off our past, but I think we should be fine. We're gonna see how it goes.
Kelvin, because you had a relationship with Jalen in college, are you taking him under your wing a little bit?
You know, I definitely talk to him a lot, but I think at the same time, he's a DB, and I don't want to overstep those guys' boundaries. So House and Prince and AC, those guys, they're doing a good job with him. You know, I step in a little bit and put my 2 cents in and things like that, but for the most part, I just try to give him tips on the field. Off the field, we talk a little bit, make sure, you know, he's good and everything. But as far as the playbook and things like that, I really try and let the DBs handle him and make sure they're getting them right.
Dante may be even more explosive than he thought he was.
Yes, because, you know, when he was at that other school, and I was at Florida State.
You
know, almost he should have. You know, that's his mistake. You know, now he here now. But you know, I really didn't see that. It was always easy. Was the guy that they were talking about and stuff like that. So, and then I left, and he was real disruptive, and he missed his first year. So now you're really starting to see what people are talking about. And I say, you know, we got two guys that are as advertised in what they picked up.
Are you surprised with Ngakoue as well?
We have the same agent. Shout out to Sports Entertainment Group. We have the same agency, so I know they always pick good guys, and it's guys that come in later rounds or that people don't expect to do great. So when I had a conversation with him, I went and looked at his tape, and I just knew he was going to be a player for us.
So when you were a rookie, how long did it take before you quit just relying solely on speed, instincts, athleticism, and kind of felt like you had everything down?
That's tough to say because, you know, a lot of times now I get in a situation, a formation or something, or a play that I haven't seen, a scheme, and then I just rely solely on what I know so far, get to my drop, play fast and things like that. So, you know, at times you always resort back to, you know, your fundamentals and what you know. I think you learn every time you get on the field, so I'm still kind of, you know, in between right there.
I feel like you guys are getting more turnovers as a defense than in practice so far in camp?
The numbers say so. Yeah. The numbers say we definitely get more turnovers. I think yesterday we had like four takeaways in practice, and just the mentality of getting the ball out. And I think that's something that's going to be different for this team.
Thanks,
Tom. No problem. Yeah.